USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The head of the House Intelligence Committee, Democrat from California, Adam Schiff, is taking some heat after he paraphrased the transcript of a phone call had between President Trump and the Ukraine president.
What else it's not? It's not the conversation that was in the chairman's opening statement. While the chairman was speaking, I actually had someone text me, is he just making this up? And yes, he was. Because sometimes fiction is better than the actual words or the text. But luckily, the American public are smart, and they have the transcript. They've read the conversation. They know when someone's just making it up.
That's Republican Congressman Mike Turner from Ohio. Schiff did clarify later that at least part of the transcript that he read was a parody. The CDC is saying two more people died from vaping-related deaths. That brings the total up to 11. The government agency is also urging people to avoid vaping products. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The acting director of Customs and Immigration Enforcement is urging sanctuary cities to cooperate with them on catching illegal immigrants.
Laws and policies like these make us all less safe. Plain and simple. This isn't a political matter. It's a public safety matter.
Albans was speaking from the White House on Thursday. While Democrats continue to investigate President Trump, the president is working with world leaders to help farmers out. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The United States and Japan have signed an agreement to eliminate tariffs and expand market access in some sectors. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow discusses the new trade deal.
It covers agriculture, so our farmers would be able to finally ship stuff to Japan. That's always been a stumbling block. And in return for which, we're going to make it easier for them to buy our industrial commodities and our industrial supplies.
Kudlow is speaking on Fox and Friends.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says he's committed to normalizing relationships with North Korea as he continues to ask for a summit with leader Kim Jong-un. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more details.
In a speech to the United Nations General Assembly, Abe, the only world leader in North Asia who has yet to meet with Kim, offered to meet with the North Korean leader without any preconditions. Previously, he proposed a summit with Pyongyang at the UN. Last year, the Japanese Prime Minister called for the resolution of the abduction issue, which could be resolved through a new start or a direct meeting with Kim. The two sides have made little progress in negotiations, despite some lower-level meetings regarding abducted Japanese in Mongolia in 2018. Tokyo still recognizes a dozen of the abductees, though Pyongyang has said none of them are alive. North Korea's lack of cooperation on the issue comes at a time when it's returned to test weapon systems. The Kim regime has also turned down South Korean calls for cooperation while remaining open to restarting working-level talks with the United States. Abe endorsed President Trump's North Korean policy, which Trump defended before the UN earlier in the day as bold diplomacy.
And finally, week four of the NFL kicks off tonight when the Green Bay Packers host the Philadelphia Eagles. Kickoff is set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.